Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I am praying for you from Israel, which is so fun and so amazing, and I'm so grateful to be able to have this opportunity to pray for you from the Holy Land. Today we are in Matthew chapter 7, so we finished up chapter 6 and we're in chapter 7 verses 1 through 11 in the ESV. That is the English Standard Version of the Bible. This is what it says. Judge not that you not be judged, for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. And it will be knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, I have often read these verses about judging others, and the measure in which we judge others will be measured back to us. And it's actually come true in my life, where I have been really super judgy, and then the same way I was judgy was judged back to me, and it did not feel very good. And so, Lord, help us to remember that when we're tempted to be judgy for other people, that we would not jump so quickly to the conclusion of judging someone else when we're tempted to do so, Lord. So forgive us for doing that. And help us to be a gracious people, people who love you so much that we're so preoccupied with you and your glory and your power and your grace and all the great things that you've given us that we don't have time to judge other people. It seems like when I'm idle, that's when my judgments come. And that is just not very helpful. So Lord, help us to love the people in our lives without the kind of judgment that's going to be measured back to us. Lord, teach us what it means to not throw our pearls before swine. And that, to me, as I think about what that means, I think giving what is the best part of ourselves, what is holy about ourselves as Christ followers, and giving the best of ourselves to something that's evil, that's going to devour us. And so, Lord, give us wisdom what that means, and show us what that means in practicalities in our everyday life. Maybe there's a relationship in our lives that we have thrown ourselves before, and we continually get injured over and over and over again, and it's causing our heart to become embittered. It's causing us to become so broken beyond belief that we just continue to get injured and we cannot heal. And so, Lord, sometimes you call us to separate from people like that, toxic people, so that we can finally heal and be able to have the possibility of reconciliation in the future. But if we're continually harmed by them, it's hard to even imagine what that reconciliation could even come about. And so, Lord, give us wisdom for that. Lord, as we read these verses about asking and seeking and knocking and finding, I confess that I read those and think, well, yeah, but that's not really true. And so, Lord, help me to believe that as I ask things, that you will give them to me. As I seek you, I will find you. As I knock, those answers are going to be given to me. And it doesn't mean that I give you my laundry list of all the things I need, and if you don't fulfill them in my perfect timing, then I'm going to be mad at you. It just simply means that I can ask you, because you're my Father in heaven and you know what I need before I even ask. And this is part of our relationship, is for me to have communicate with you about the things that I need. And as I get closer and closer to you, the things that I need look an awful lot like the kingdom of God come to earth. And so people being reconciled to you, that is one of my big prayers, is that the people that I love will be reconciled to you. also that just for provision in different ways in my own life, in the life of my friends and my family, and for health and for those who are struggling in my life, I pray that you would answer their prayers as well. So Lord, we thank you for being our provider. We thank you that you are that Father who loves us so much. And we rest in that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Such a blessing to have you here with me. And thank you for valuing your relationship with God enough to spend time every day listening to the Word of God and praying. I'm so grateful to be able to sign off from Israel tonight. And I hope that you have an amazing day. You are loved with an everlasting love. And underneath are the arms of God. He is holding you today. And in Him, remember, in Him, He holds all things together.